Ayn Rand is a novelist and a philosopher, and she describes herself politically as a radical for capitalism. She was born in Russia and came to this country when she was 21. She's married to an American artist, Frank O'Connor, and is an American citizen. Ayn Rand has been a screenwriter and a playwright, but her most famous works unquestionably are the novels The Fountainhead and Atlas Shrugged. She has also written nonfiction, including the books The Virtue of Selfishness and Capitalism, the Unknown Ideal. She's currently editor of The Objectivist. Miss Rand says that she has asked to have the word reason engraved on her tombstone, and that she is against the mysticism and emotionalism of the age.
I shall begin by saying that pollution as such is the least important issue in today's world. Compare it to such problems as the collapse of Western civilization, the terror, slaughter, and rule by brute force spreading around the globe, the advocacy and practice of violence in our colleges, the suicide of the younger generation by means of drugs, the threat of nuclear war, etc. Certainly, dirt is not good for men, but one doesn't crusade about it when one's survival is at stake. When your house is on fire, you do not rush to dust the furniture. Pollution is a scientific, not a political problem. But pollution is not the real issue. It is merely a front to cover for ecology. Ecology is the war on abundance fought by the same people who are fighting a war on poverty. The ecologist claims that local pollution affects the whole globe and threatens the survival of all living species. There is no scientific proof of this claim, and none has ever been offered. On the grounds of nothing but arbitrary projections and panic-mongering slogans, the ecologists are urging mankind to commit suicide by paralyzing industrial production. Their immediate but not ultimate goal is the destruction of the last remnants of freedoms, that is, of capitalism in our mixed economy, and the establishment of a global dictatorship. In order to protect our natural environment, this means to enslave mankind in order to protect weeds, birds, and reptiles. Their ultimate goal is the destruction of man's mind and its product, technology. Observe that they are denouncing electric power, automobiles, air conditioners, washing machines, television sets, all the things that make life easy, enjoyable, and human. They are denouncing the fact that these things are not the luxuries of the rich any longer, but are available to broad masses of people. These things are labor-saving devices. To save labor means to save time, which means to save and expand your life. A return to nature means a return to the unspeakable drudgery of hand labor in a losing struggle for mere physical survival. It means a return to the subhuman conditions, the back-breaking toil, the squalor, the misery, the plagues, the famines, the fear in which men lived for hundreds of centuries prior to the Industrial Revolution, and in which they still live in the underdeveloped countries of the world. In the pre-industrial Middle Ages, man's life expectancy was 30 years. If it were true that the heavy concentration of industry is destructive to human life, we would find life expectancy declining in the more advanced industrial countries. But it has been rising steadily. Here are the figures for the United States from the Metropolitan Life Insurance Company. In 1900, life expectancy was 47.3 years. In 1920, 53 years. In 1940, 60 years. In 1968, 70.2 years. These are the latest figures compiled. Anyone over 30 years of age today, give a silent thank you to the nearest, grimiest, sootiest smokestacks you can find. In all the propaganda of the nature lovers, nothing is said about man's nature and about the requirements of his survival. Man's mind is treated as if it were unnatural. But man cannot survive in the manner of animals. He has to think, to work, to manufacture everything he needs, and his well-being depends on his success at production. What is the motive of the anti-technologists? The immediate motive is power lust. Men who work in a modern factory are confident, independent, and not easy to rule. Men who are worn out by the brute physical labor of a primitive struggle for survival will obey any ruler. What is the ultimate motive? hatred of achievement, which means hatred of reason, of man, of life.